Well, Usama, thank you for your time. Just taking a look back at this bye week, what did you have going on?
Man, I got to get with my family, got to enjoy it, just kick my feet up, got horizontal for a while. It was a good way for me just to get my body to recover, man. You know, them 9 weeks plus the preseason, plus training camp, all that, it takes a toll on your body. So to have that bye week, I made the most out of it.
Do you feel that the bye week came at a good time?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you always do look forward to it just to cover, but to look back on your past mistakes and, you know, things that you need to improve for the rest of the season. And, you know, we did some good things and we did some things that we can improve. So going into this seven-week stretch, you're looking for a lot more positive.
You guys hit the field. Talk about practice and the energy that was surrounding a well-rested Cleveland Browns team.
Guys were rejuvenated, you know, just to be able to get that in, get that practice in, get the early start on Dallas for this Sunday. It was a good thing. You can tell a lot of guys were upbeat and positive.
Speaking of Dallas, you were born and raised in the D.C. metropolitan area, and you look at that area, it's split down the middle, Redskins fans, Dallas fans. Which side were you on as a kid growing up?
Man, Cowboys and Indians, I was definitely an Indian, man. I was with the Redskins, to be honest. It was one of them things where, you know, either you love Dallas or you hated Dallas, or you love the Redskins, you hated the Redskins. And most of the folks out there, most of my family were Redskins all the way. We had a few of those Dallas ones that were wearing the hats and wearing the starter jackets and all that. Nah, I was all the way with the Redskins, bro.
So you're very excited for this upcoming game?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Oh, my boys, they wanted to come out to the game, and if they were coming, I was like, hey, you better not have on no Dallas hats. You better not have on no Dallas jerseys. Nah, man. You know, you grow up looking at that star, and either you want to be on the star, or you want to wear the star, or you want to beat the star. So, nah, I'm trying to beat the stars, man.
Seeing the way they won Sunday, what did you take away from that team offensively?
To be honest, I looked at the film today, and these guys got weapons from Romo throwing the rock and running the ball. And Witten, Brett, Dez Bryant, Miles Austin, they're talented, very talented. And we're gonna have our hands full. We gotta have our A game. You know, we're gonna have to stop the big plays. Romo, he scrambles around, he continues the plays, he keeps it going. We're gonna have to be on our P's and Q's and bring our A game to get a win.
Well, Simon, thank you for your time and good luck to you as you guys head into this work week.
Man, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Browns fans, here's just a friendly reminder. Don't forget to support the annual Cleveland Browns Food Drive prior to the Steelers game on Sunday, November 25th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Fans attending the game are encouraged to donate non-perishable items such as canned soups, canned vegetables, peanut butter, and tuna fish. For more information on how you can help, visit clevelandfoodbank.org.